If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to get into our Friday food section. And this week we have Samantha Nelson, who has written a couple of interesting pieces we'll talk about. Good morning to you, Samantha. I like what you did for the Chicago Eater, Chicago's best hotel restaurants. And we think of hotels as being places that maybe the food's not that great and it's overpriced. But as you point out, not always the case, is it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's, you know, a captive market. So there are definitely some hotels that get away with those not so great deals. But Chicago's got some really excellent restaurants in its hotels.
Let's talk first about Hotel Zachary, because there will be thousands in Wrigleyville all weekend. And as you write, there are plenty of draws beyond the Cubs for Hotel Zachary, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. So you can go to Alma at Hotel Zachary. If you do go on game days, there's going to be DJs spinning, keep it nice, a party atmosphere. But honestly, any day you can go. They've got a nice menu of classic cocktails. There's beer battered cheese curds and other small plates. And they do a lot of other regular events. There's going to be afternoon teas. Sometimes they do dog friendly gatherings. So I'd say check out their website and see what's going on.
The Viceroy Chicago is an interesting place. Tell us some of the highlights at the Viceroy.
Yeah, so the Viceroy has got a beautiful ground floor restaurant called Somerset. And if you go in the morning, there's really good croissants that you can use to start your day with some coffee. Or if you go in the evening, you can just grab a seat on the sidewalk, do a little people watching in the Gold Coast. And there's seasonal cocktails that they use herbs and honey that they grow right on the rooftop, and a very Mediterranean focused menu that's got some things like peri peri chicken kebabs and braised lamb shank.
And there's a rooftop garden there, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. They've also got a nice rooftop cocktail lounge called Pandan.
That's at 1112 North Estate between Elm and Maple. Next on the list, let's talk about the old Blackstone Hotel. I've been to this Mexican spot there, and it's really good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I highly recommend it's actually a more Spanish food than Mexican place, which is Mercado La Plancha.
True.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, right.
It's a really, you know, beautiful space. You can get paella, pitchers of sangria. And there's you can even come for brunch and do, you know, some mix of the very classic tapas dishes like patatas bravas, but also buttermilk pancakes or a cheeseburger.
Yeah, Mercat a la Plaza. And also, we should mention the Kimpton Gray Hotel. What do you like about the Kimpton?
So the Kimpton's got a nice place for happy hour called Baleo. It's right in the financial district, so a good place to drop in, have a pisco cocktail, some ceviche. And if you do want to stay for dinner, you know, get the lomo saltado or some empanadas. Plus, it's really gorgeous when the weather is nice because they've got a retractable roof. And, you know, when the weather is not nice, they retract the roof back and then you can shelter from the elements.
122 West Monroe. The city and suburbs host all sorts of fun events in the summertime. Starting now, burger competitions, beer and wine tastings, and more. Samantha Nelson wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune. Let's talk about some of this, Samantha. Starting with Taste of Chicago, what's the story on this? Are they just doing small versions this year? Is that it?
No, they do, you know, actually both. So the main event is going to be at Grant Park on from September 5th to 7th. But if you want an early taste of the taste, that's going to start actually next weekend at Marquette Park on June 28th. And then there's one in Pullman Park on July 19th and Albany Park on August 9th. So kind of everyone can get the annual celebration closest to where they live.
Sounds good. And let's talk about some of these neighborhoods that are doing tastes. River North, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, River North has some of the best restaurants in the city, and you can try up some bites of some of them at this annual festival. That's going to also include wine and spirit tastings, a dog parade, live music, and family activities. And you'll find that July 18th and 19th.
Let's hit some areas of the city here. North side and northwest side, there's a Chicago Taco and Tequila Fest. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, so there are going to be 10 different restaurants, and they'll be serving tacos paired with beer, tequila, and margarita flights, along with live music. And that's going to be at Wrightwood Park on June 27th and 28th.
And then, let's see, we have some suburban festivals to talk about. Here's one that I've never heard of, Inferno Fest. What's that one?
Yeah, so Highland Park does a lot of really fun festivals throughout the summer. Or actually, this one's in Highwood, neighboring to Highland Park. But Inferno Fest is for people who really like the heat. So there's going to be spicy American, Italian, and Mexican dishes, and even spicy desserts and cocktails. And you can really show off if you want by entering a hot taquito eating contest. There's also going to be other vendors for those who can't really handle the spice. That's going to be June 25th at Everett's Park in Highwood.
And the Taste of Highland Park is going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's running today and tomorrow at Port Clinton Square. And there's going to be more than a dozen vendors there. And they will also be having some live music. But you can try things from, you know, bakeries, Mexican places, the whole gamut of the area from two dozen vendors.
Everybody knows about Naperville Rib Fest, but they also have an Ale Fest. That sounds pretty good. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that's going to have more than 100 beers. That's going to be from a lot of local breweries like Pollyanna Brewing, Solemn Oath Brewery, and Half Acre. And then there are also going to be food trucks that are selling snacks like from Cheesy's Pub and Grub and Pierogi Rig. And that's July 12th at Neighbor Settlement.
The July 4th weekend, of course, so much happening. And if you want to see fireworks and also get some good food, this Taste of Oakbrook seems like a pretty cool fest.
Yeah, so they're going to be doing a massive fireworks show at dusk along with a drone show. But you want to come early and kind of enjoy some the beer garden tent and a bunch of food from Oakbrook restaurants. And there's also going to be music from 16 Candles and DJ Speed at the Village Sports Core Fields in Oakbrook.
And at some of these food fests, there's also art on display, like in Evanston. They call this the Evanston Art and Big Fork Festival. What goes on there, Samantha?
Yeah, that's a good fun one. There's going to be works from more than 150 artists, so you can wander around, take a look at, you know, everything from jewelry to sculptures to paintings. And then a lot of local restaurants and food trucks are going to be set up, so you can grab a snack, you know, have a drink while you do some shopping. And that's going to be August 16th and 17th in downtown Evanston.
One of the great things about Chicago are great ethnic neighborhoods and the restaurants that go with it. And I guess this is the largest Polish festival in the country. Taste of Polonia at the towards the end of the summer. What goes on at the Taste of Polonia?
Yeah, so that's Labor Day weekend, so you get one last chance to celebrate festival season. There's going to be a craft beer tent, vendors selling pierogi, potato pancakes, blintzes, and other classic Polish fare. And then there's also going to be tribute bands, comedians, carnival rides, games, and inflatables for the kids.
And we always hear a lot about the Roscoe Village Burger Fest. This has become a big one in July, hasn't it?
Yeah, so that's it's been going on for, this will be the 18th year for it. And burger vendors really use this as a chance to show off. So you can actually try a bunch of them and vote for your favorite. And along with plenty of meat, there's going to be two stages of live music with 16 Candles and Hello Weekend. And that's going to be July 18th and 19th through 20th at Felger Park.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about Chicago Gourmet. I've been to this event, and it's really something. I know tickets get a little expensive depending on what events you go to, but this is the Illinois Restaurant Association's annual festival in September. Fill us in on this.
Yeah, this is a really, I mean, well, it's a great series of events, honestly. And as you say, it depends on which one you want to go to. But they kind of range from the super pricey with the Grand Cru, which is really a wine and spirits tasting. That's going to be on September 27th with like the most premium wine and spirits you can get. And then if you're looking for something like a little bit more fun or like affordable, then you can start with either a night of tacos. That's going to be September 25th with from chefs made with agave spirits on the side. But my favorite is the Burger Hop, which is another burger competition. And there's a bunch of, again, the best burger places in the city all compete, create really creative spins on it. And you can walk around and try them all. And if you somehow still have room afterwards, you can go to Tao Chicago and they do an after party there.
Everything's at Millennium Park, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually at the Harris Rooftop Theater at Millennium Park.
And if you go to the city's tourism website, Choose Chicago, you can find out about tickets and everything else concerning Chicago gourmet. Time to start your diet early. It's going to be summer of good food. And if you want to check out the entire guide, Samantha Nelson wrote about it, and you can get it at ChicagoTribune.com. 30 Chicago food and drink festivals for summer 2025. All right. Happy summer to you, Samantha. Thank you.
Enjoy the weather.
Yes. Well, you know, be a little hot, but hopefully it'll cool off for some of these events.